14, 16 members.
Oh.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, we're just a teacher. We're just full of truth. There he is. Looks like you got here on a dead run.
I got waylaid a few days.
Really? You do something else besides speak to
the
class?
Yeah. You don't dare do is walk into the foyer before class.
Everybody's got a question.
Yep.
Grab the first teacher.
Yep. That's a perennial problem. Well, let's do some translating today.
Because we're a family
court. Yeah, right. Right, give all the appropriate responses.
Choose your answer.
Have all the answers to John 1:1, John 17:5, Genesis 1:26.
You know, my brother had a sign to come and
questions, answers, 50 cents, the truth,
the dollar.
Oh, my.
It's not
fair. Yeah. Well, you know how they say the children of this world are wiser in their generation?
Let me get the homework here.
Truth
does cost you something. I'm said to buy the truth and sell it not. So we have to buy it. Somebody's got to sell it.
Right.
There's got to
be a market out there, right?
Yeah.
For $1,
I would have.
Small truth.
Big truth.
Life changing.
Sell everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Pastor John, that's free of charge. That's cost you a lot of money out there.
I'll see. I got these papers. I forget to
send it back. I don't think it's about the sun. It's
really ridiculous. But they're good.
I think it's good. It's
on the good side.
I like it.
Survival of the fittest.
Didn't miss any and got a beef. What's going on?
Well, there was a class like that in here in Bible college that everybody got a B minus automatically. That's what hurt my grade point.
What was that?
Which class was it? It was either manuscripts. No. The class that Don taught was back, you know, when the college was first started. And we didn't have a pass-fail system. But he didn't want to have he didn't give enough to give a good grading type of scale, so just took the average grade B minus and gave it to everybody. So that was one of the reasons. I would have rather had a pass fail. And later on, we developed a pass fail system.
That's a classic.
Yeah, right. I mean, for some students, that was good, right? Okay.
Just for the pride.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
Like, you can be your others, but really,
yeah.
Don't be others.
Well, I won't do that to you guys. All right, John 14 and verse 8, I believe. I think we've got verse 7. We finished 8?
I'm going to move on 8.
Okay.
Yeah,
show us the Father? Okay. All right, verse 9 then, and who wants to volunteer? Does anybody want to take the bat today besides John? Okay, Mark, go ahead. We'll give John some variety. He needs a break once in a while.
John, what
okay, John 14, 9.
Now that you volunteer, can I ask a question on verse 8?
Okay, go ahead.
Say day, colon, one. From date to me?
Yes, date to me. It's a verb to show. To show. Show us the Father.
Philippa. pull the Ora code, and then the Ora can come with the para, pull to legate, Dixon in me, tone to para.
Okay.
Jesus said to him,
okay, this...
Have I seen...
Yeah, this tosutos and then hutos is a kind of a... Well, let's see, we don't have the hutos part on this, though. Okay, so just translate that... So much time, I suppose. So long time. They usually say long time because time is long rather than much, but...
So long time... I am with you, plural, and
right,
and you, singular, do not know me, Philip.
Right.
He who has
this is from Horao to see.
It's a participle. Though.
Yes. Yeah, it's a perfect participle. So he who has seen me.
Yeah. He who has been seeing me has seen the Father. How do you say, show us the Father?
Right. How do you say, show us the Father? Or how are you saying, show to us the Father? Okay, good. So he says to him, for so much time. This is an accusative here, accusative phrase, which is one of these adverbial type accusatives. You know, a temporal modifier, you might say. And for so long a time, or to the extent of such a long time, have I been with you? I am with you, and you have not known me, Philip. The one having seen me has seen, and that's also perfect form, the Father. Okay, yeah, question.
Isn't that
dangerous? No, the tosuton chronon for turn.
Well, I have tosuton chronon.
Oh, okay. Okay, we've got a variation then. I'm looking back and forth between these two. Oh, yeah, tosuton chronon is the UBS, and the other one's got the accusative. So, yeah. But see, both dative and accusative are used this way with temporal modifiers. So that's interesting. There's no note on this. But Westcott and Hort has accusative, and UBS has dative. I've got to always make sure I'm reading the same one you are at the same time here. It's amazing how many different differences that show up. What do you have there, John? Probably Aleph and B split or something. P66 against Aleph, basically. Okay, well, they split on that one. It's not going to affect your translation much, though, because it's the same kind of a... There might be a slight nuance of difference, but it's probably hard to pin down. Okay, any other questions on verse 9? Okay, verse 10, Dale?
Who doeth poti ego and so that... The tree kai ho the ter and the moi esin ego lego human op imatu
mm-hmm.
Lego.
Yeah, that's lalo, yeah. And that was remata there earlier. I think you said pneumata.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy to do because there's, you know, your eye picks it up. It looks similar.
I did that too when I was looking for Rhema. Odi, Tatera, and Emoi, Menu, Toye, Irga, To.
Okay. All right.
And you are not believing that I am in the Father and the Father in me is?
Okay. Is the Father in me is or is in me? Yeah, and that's a question mark there. That's semicolon there. So that whole thing was, the editors are reasoning that that's a question. Of course, this one is one where you have to do it by context pretty much. So are you not believing that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? Okay, and you've got a question introduced with ooh. All right, and then go ahead, continue.
The words that I'm that I am saying to you, are not from myself.
Okay. Right. Yeah, from myself. There's a source there. You know, you'd probably call that an ablative.
The Father in me,
that's to remain, dwell. It's a participle
remain,
here.
Remain, okay, I see. In, but the Father in me
remaining.
Remaining is doing the work of him.
Right. The doing is doing, yes, is doing his works. Mm-hmm. It's doing his works. So the Father dwelling in me or remaining in me is doing his works. Okay. There's one comment there. I can't remember if you mentioned the la lo at the end of the previous clause. The words that I am speaking from are not, I am not speaking of myself, or I'm speaking now. I'm not, actually, I should say I'm not speaking of myself or from myself.
From myself, I'm not speaking.
Right. Right. And other than that, that la lo is just a contract verb, la la o. So you get the.
There's a variant on that too.
Is there?
Well, la la ka.
Oh, okay.
They have two different
Perfect.
Variants. They have la lo with an omega.
Mm-hmm.
Or with a, without. Without the accent or the omega. No, they don't include accent, they don't understand what it's doing. It's three words. Anyway, La Lalika was the other one, so
Perfect, yeah. Okay.
They also, on N, N Emoa, N Emoa, the N is not in all of the D.
Okay. Yeah, well, it would still have to be understood that way almost, because, you know, sometimes you can just use a dative form and it'd be locative, and that's probably what they would have to be doing anyway. Okay. Any questions on this structure?
He's expecting a yes answer from
Yes. Right. Yeah. Do not believe that I'm the Father and the Father in me, and he's expecting a yes answer. It's kind of an interesting note, too, that he's expecting him to say yes. Okay, good. And any other observations? Notice the participle used there, the Father, and then a participle in opposition to that. The Father who's dwelling in me. The dwelling in me Father, as it were. And the Father in me dwelling. Yes, Jay?
What are you generally talking about where it says, if you see me, you find the Father by the fact that God is doing the work and that God the word.
Well, he's explaining the fact that God is dwelling in him and doing the works, and that's what they're seeing. They're seeing the Father. They're seeing, they're seeing the works of God and so forth and all that. You know, it's dealing with the same concept of he's the image of the invisible God. There's a visible manifestation of the deity that's dwelling within him. But he's explaining that the reason that he's explaining that when they've seen him, not his pure, not his flesh per se. You know, not those physical cells, that they're not seeing God when they're seeing those physical cells, but they're seeing God manifested in flesh. God was manifest in the flesh, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And he's saying, you're not going to see the Father any other way. He that has seen me has seen the Father. Obviously, I think we all recognize that the Father isn't flesh and blood. So it's not what they're, it's not the flesh and blood that they're seeing, that they're seeing the Father, but they're seeing the Father as he's expressed himself. God is manifest in the flesh, dwell among us. Okay. And that's why he goes on to this explanation, you know, the works that you're seeing and all that, the words to see, the words that that he spoke and the works that he was doing and so forth was not his own, it was God's. It was a vessel through which God was manifesting himself. Okay, any other observations? Let's see, Greg, I guess you're up next in verse 11. Okay.
You believe? Are you believing that I am in the Father and the Father in me? If not, be believing through the word.
Okay.
The same word.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a bit of an ambiguity on this bisduete form because it could be either imperative or just a normal, you know, indicative form. So you either have a statement that you are believing that I'm in union with the Father and the Father's union with me, but because of the fact that he just introduced a question and so forth, it's most likely that almost everybody takes it as imperative. So be believing that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, but if not, through the works of through, you know, if you're not going to believe on that basis, if not believing that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, through the works through the very works or the works themselves, you see, you've got erga auta, you've got autos used in this intensive sense. So through the works themselves be you believing. Okay.
Now you've got a question mark there.
Mm-hmm.
After
oh, okay. After which?
Title.
Yeah, I've got my text has a period, you know, raised dot.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Or excuse me, that would be equivalent to a colon or something, right. The raised dot. Your semicolon is the question mark. So is that what you have?
No, okay. I have the raised dot. I just
okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, I was wondering there, it is an imperative form most likely here, because the indicative form wouldn't really make sense. Unless it was a question, right. Yeah. I suppose you could even take that first part as still as a question. Are you believing that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? If not, then believe because of the work's sake. You know, that would be all right, too. That'd be a possibility. And there's nothing there that would preclude that. Just because the text puts a certain punctuation, you realize it's not in the part of the original, so that would be a possibility. I'm going to check and see if they got any different. No, don't indicate any difference in punctuation. Of course, UBS isn't real complete here anyway. Okay, verse 12. Unless there's other questions, yes, go ahead. Great.
There's a bearing on the last. You believe,
mm-hmm.
Which is, I don't really understand unless my mind is stopped. It's just bisduete and moi.
Yes.
But that's dated.
Yes.
What is he trying to say there? I mean, if that's the case, I mean, I can see my, you know, in me.
Yeah, something like that. But through that would mean something like through the works themselves, be believing in me. Be believing in me. In other words, pistuo, to believe in someone, pistuo sometimes takes the dative. So you have it right at the very beginning, pistuete moi. And I don't know if you want to call this a dative object, as some do, or just say believe in me, something like that. It's not, you see, when you're believing in someone or putting confidence in someone, it's not so much that they are receiving a direct action. It's a little bit different than a direct object, although, you know, you might even diagram it that way.
Well, it would be through the works.
Mm-hmm. Notice, I'm glad you pointed that out. Notice the ya has got the accusative here. So because of the works or something like that, you know. Okay. Through, you could still translate it through, but you can see that it's in the sense of on the behalf of, because of, or so forth, because of the works themselves.
What is
That's that intensive form of autos, you know, where you have in the predicate position, you know, either autos before or autos right after without the article repeated. That was the very works, or the works themselves, as opposed to the same works, or as opposed to the pronoun use. Autos has got three basic uses, and it can be in a kind of intensive, the works themselves. It can mean the same. It's in a attributive position as an adjective, or it can be a pronoun, the relative pronoun for third person. Not relative pronoun, but just the ordinary independent pronoun.
So it's believing because of the works themselves, or believing in me.
Right. So the difference between those two readings is believing through the works themselves, or believing in me through the works themselves. Yes.
I just noticed that. Verse 10 is the Theoetic, and verse 11 is the
Theoetic,
changing from
Dr.
Phillips to
Dr. Dolan. Right. Yeah, he's expanding his statement. Good point. Yeah, in verse 10, he's addressing Philip, and then, of course, even, was it in verse 10? One of those, he made a switch like that, too. Didn't come in it before, but seems like he used you mean or something.
Show to us, Father.
Yes.
He talked to Philip, and then he said, how did he say?
Oh, yes. Okay. It happens there. It also happens in verse 10 because he starts pistues, but then he says, ho de pater ene moi, ta remata ha ego lalo humin. You know, it's plural. The words that I say to you collectively. So he's, you know, of course, Philip is there and there's other ones there, and Philip's kind of the spokesman, and so he's partly addressing Philip specifically, but he's also wanting us to apply to the whole group. Okay, verse 12, I guess we're up next, unless there's a question anymore on verse 11. Price, I guess you're next.
Amen, amen, lego, amen, multis duum, eis, amen, ta, erga, ha, ego, oio, kakinos, oese, kai, mezona, tuton, oese, oti, ego, pros, ton, patera, poiruomai.
Yeah, poiruomai, yeah. Okay.
See, verily, verily, I'm saying to you, the believing one is to me, the work.
That, huh. Be which should be a relative pronoun referring to works, plural, neuter. So the works which.
I do.
This is a contraction from kai and akinos. So kakinos is as if it were kai and akinos.
Oh, then I'm doing?
Okay. Also, see, the works that I am doing, I'm not sure how King James translates this. These also, or this also, remember the kakinos, it's referring back up to ta erga, and we've seen oftentimes you'll get a singular with a neuter plural. This isn't actually a verb, but it... you'd have to say...
Then
those, yeah. Let's see.
They translated and that.
Yeah, also that one will do. This is it's not referring to the works. The next clause is. The works that I do, also that one will do. The one believing on me. It's referring to that one. The one that's believing on me. The works that I do, that one, also that one will do. Poiese, singular, third person. So the works that I am doing, also that one will do. And you go to a future form there. Okay.
And greater than these, he will do in them.
Right. Right.
Because I go towards the Father, Poruomai.
Yeah, that's your goal. That's where I proceed. Oh, I'm going toward the Father. Remember, Poruomai is... I think we had that verb under the deponent verb chapter a long time ago. just to go proceed or something like that. All right.
That's interesting.
Questions, anyone?
Faith message, folks, make a big deal about that being greater work than you will do.
Oh yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's really greater works than will he do, the one who's believing. It's referring back to the believer. The one, the believing one. Yeah.
I'm wondering if maybe going on is referring to quality or quantity.
Oh, that's a good question. Greater of these, it just says greater. It doesn't give it whether in terms of number, the number of works, or the quality, the nature of them. In other words, the a greater magnitude of work. And that, of course, would have to be conjecture or supplied from... We may not know for sure the answer to that question until we see it all fulfilled. But I'm inclined to think he's talking here about from all that we can see, is he's talking about the spreading of the gospel and the multiplying of these things and these signs and wonders and so forth. But we may be surprised. We may find some other aspects involved too, just because of the limitations and what God was doing at that particular time. You know, I think there's one factor that might be considered here, and that is what a body can do in unity. One individual, no matter what kind of power they've got, may not be able to do. In other words, it may not be a particular sign or miracle, but in terms of the impact on the whole world, a body of unified believers by virtue of their unity and their love one for another and the manifestation thereof. Whereas Jesus is pretty much by himself. He loves everybody else, but they're not loving him. And they're not in a position of unity with him. I think that factor could be considered as well. Yeah.
It's probably because they go to my Father, maybe it's something to do with the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Well, yes, because they go into the Father. Mm-hmm. Because you'll see connections later on. See, we're right in those chapters where he explains that. You get up to chapter 16 and he says, you know, if I go not away, the Comforter shall not come, and so forth. So you get some connections there for sure.
He does, though, particularize this by saying it's the one believer.
Yes, I know.
And it's greater works, greater of these shall he do.
Mm-hmm.
So
rather than the whole body. Yeah.
The individual is going to do greater work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which maybe it's not really an individual, you know, where we think of an individual, but
mm-hmm.
can be.
Could be the man-child, too.
True.
Yeah. And it could be an individual because by virtue of his position in a unified body.
Right. Well, you know? Obviously those things all tie in.
Right. Oh, yeah. But it is interesting how he's zeroing in. Yeah. It is interesting how he's zeroing in.
I don't think anybody, by doing greater work than Jesus,
that's for sure. Another thing to consider too is that Jesus had a ministry of a finite period of time, 3.5 years. And if we're talking about numbers, you know, if a person's living 20 years or 50 years, you know, he's got an active ministry for that many years. That may be another factor, but that's all theological information there. Okay, verse 13. Who's next? Steve? Okay, we go. Mm-hmm.
What is
A-T-S-A? That's to ask. That's to ask. And,
okay.
And from by tell.
And whoever
shall
ask? Yeah, or might ask. It's a subjunctive from my tail.
In my so,
and that whole T you might want to take. Yeah, that whole T you might want to take as whatsoever or something. It's got that indefinite thing there. You got the whole, and you got a relative pronoun with that indefinite pronoun used with it. So whatsoever.
Whoever.
You might ask. Mm-hmm.
Might ask in my name. This I will do.
Yes.
In order that the Father.
The nearest passive subjunctive, so it's. Yeah, might be glorified.
In you.
Mm-hmm. So the Father might be glorified in who you'll be in the Son.
Oh,
into who you'll. Yeah. Yeah, well, what you said is true, too. But but here, it's interesting, too, that, you know, what you should ask and so forth, this will I do in order that the Father might be glorified in the Son. Okay. So we got some good subjunctives here in Hinnock clauses and. Lots of fun. Aorist passive subjunctives are always fun forms. Any other questions on that one? Problems with any of the verb forms or anything? It's interesting, Westcott and Hort, instead of ho and t, separate words, it's got ho t. Kai ho t on. Of course, if in enuncio, you're not going to be able to tell the difference there either. And the meaning of those two phrases isn't really much different. Yes?
Well,
ho and t is just ho t.
I would ask them why they chose this here and what the difference in the meaning would be there. Whatsoever versus and that.
Well, yeah, the hoti, but hoti would be in what, and then the hoti would be kind of whatsoever. It kind of emphasizes more the indefiniteness of it when you separate the words.
Okay.
O and T.
Is that?
Oh, and more of what? Well, it can be translated that sometimes. Of course, hoti, if you take it, that see, hoti, our little particle there that we use for that or because, comes from ho and T, that which. And or that whatever, so it's you have to kind of judge by context. You could say, and that which you might ask in my name, or and whatever you might ask, it's really not much different. And then in Greek, it isn't any different. Okay. Yes.
Well, I missed while I was writing when you tried to translate it for you, so that looks like a first person. Future.
Which one are you saying? Oh, poieso?
Yeah.
Yes, this is a first person singular future.
So,
poieso, I will do. Not subjective.
I will do,
mm-hmm.
That I will do.
Yes, whatsoever you might likely ask, this I will do.
Oh.
Tuto, this I will do. This thing I will do. So that's just a plain future indicative. And
I'm trying to read it as which I will do.
Oh, I see. No, the which, were you taking the whole T up?
No, I was looking at the two.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
Okay. Well, the tuto does refer you back to whole T.
Incomplete thought then.
Yeah. The tuto does refer you back to whole T. In other words, you read the first clause, and whatever you might ask in my name. This, referring back to the whatever, this will I do, this thing. So it's a neuter singular, referring back to hoti. So here we have kind of a demonstrative referring back to a relative pronoun, an indefinite relative pronoun. This would be a fun one to diagram. But we'll get into that starting next week or the week after next. Okay, verse 15. Dale.
Verse 14.
Oh, excuse me. That's right. Verse 14, I'm sorry.
On T, I taste the chest
man, so
Matimu, ego, poieso.
Mm-hmm.
If what you might ask me in my name, I will do.
Okay. And the T, you might, by itself like that, it's just that indefinite pronoun, you might just say anything. And if ever anything you should ask, just kind of opens it up. If anything you should ask me in my name, I will do it. This I shall do again. Although we've got a difference here too. If anything you should ask me in my name, I will do, is what the Westcott and Hort, I mean the UBS has. Westcott and Hort has Tuto Hoiso again. It looks like our footnote 6 here probably deals with that. No, I just got a question about the map.
There's mm-hmm. a host of...
bunch of them just omit the whole verse.
In 13 and 14, there's probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, at least 7 in those two verses.
Mm-hmm. Now, Aleph and B both included, P66, P75.
One of them is that first phrase of 13 is that you ask in the name, ask the Father in my name.
Oh, okay.
He will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where the other variant comes up over here.
Okay, they just changed it to third person in those.
So.
Referring back to the Father, and they had Hohate. Okay. Okay, that's interesting. It's interesting they didn't make any mention of that here. All right, verse 15.
I have one question.
Yes.
Just the reading that they have given us here in the UBS, it looks almost like he's saying the same thing twice. I'm just wondering
right.
what the difference is. There is a little difference, obviously, in the grammar there, and I'm wondering yeah. what the difference is.
Well, it's pretty much a repetition. There are many times when he's giving these kinds of things where he'll repeat the same phrase or same idea. There's a slight difference here. You've got ho t in verse 13, and here it's just t, which kind of emphasizes the indefiniteness. That's why you might translate it whatever in verse 13 and just anything in verse 14. If anything, you should ask. And then we have, of course, in my name. In my name is put in verse 14 and wasn't there in verse 13. And then two. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. That's right. It's the same there. Okay, that whole phrase, en onomati mu tuto poeso, if we have the Westcott and Hort, it'd be identical. Okay. So I suppose about the major difference would be just this ho t versus t. And.
Mm
hmm.
You know, verse 13,
that wouldn't make a whole.
In my name,
yeah.
Pay,
ask me.
There's a variant.
There's a variant on that too.
On
oh, is there? Okay. Yeah. There's a variant on the meh here too in verse 14.
Ho t on can be ho
am. Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
What I mean.
So that way you'd have the whole in one verse and then the t in the next one. Okay, if you took it that way, it would even be more of an emphasis on a particular thing in verse 13 and then spreading it out to anything in verse 14. Mm-hmm. Of course, you got to be careful with the blessing pack people now in verse 14. They're going to want verse 14, not verse 13. Okay, this is your verse. All right. This must be the one I've heard him say, God says you can have anything you want. If anything you ask. This I shall do. Okay. Verse 15 then. And who's next? Dale, you were finished. Okay, John, finally got back to you over here.
Which one? 15.
Okay.
If you love me, commandments of me.
Mm-hmm. This is Teirat. Oh, it means to observe or to
okay.
obey or whatever.
Keep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you will observe my commandments. Mm-hmm. This is definitely a future form. This like the last one, unless there's any manuscript variants on that. Looks like there is. Okay, te res te te. And you got P66 and Aleph on that. You got B on the other side. The issue is, of course, between whether this should be, if you love me, keep my commandments as a command, or if you love me, you will keep my commandments. It's not a gigantic difference, but they put a C rating for the reading they've got here. It's kind of a, you've got P66 and Aleph on the side of the imperative, and you've got B on the side of the future. Yeah, there's an aorist form there too. Yeah, Terry thought that. Yeah, if you love me, you will have kept my commandments, I suppose. Well, you can't really say you will have, though. Imperative. Yeah.
They also have a subjective form.
That would be keeping my commandments versus keep my commandments.
There's three different variants.
Okay.
Imperative, aorist,
and subjective. This is one where you obviously either have to... if you want a balanced view of this, you have to consider it in the light of all the rest of Scripture. But, it's really true that if you love me, he's saying, if you love me, keep my commandments as a command. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And that's probably the best attested reading, but it's, of course, certainly fits the sense of the whole thing, too. Love will result in keeping his commandments. Yes. Yeah. See, the only thing I'd say is that there are legalists that will come along and say, that you don't love him unless you keep his commandments, and by that they mean to the letter. You prove your love for God by keeping his commandments. That's the reasoning that they come by. Yeah, it does narrow it down somewhat more. Right? He's saying. If it's imperative, saying if you love me, if you have that state of heart, then keep my commandments. In other words, then if you love me and you care for me, then you'll do what's pleasing to me, and you won't hurt my heart. So keep my commandments. Or in the sense of the future would be, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's a prediction of your future behavior based on this state of love that's in your heart. And if, in other words, if you love me, you will do this. Of course, the conclusion can really be drawn anyway. If you love him, this will happen. If you don't love him, it may not happen. And of course, logically, it wouldn't necessarily mean that it couldn't happen even if you didn't love him. So there are some people who don't love God but do keep some of his commandments at least. But not for the reason of loving God. But in the sense that God's requiring it, there's no way to do it apart from loving him. Yes, Jim, did you have something there? Oh yeah, it's if you love me, let me check it here. It's either indicative or imperative, and in this case, it would have to be indicative because of the aeon there. So here's aeon, and it's used with an indicative here. I think when you see aeon, you often expect a subjunctive, but there are some clauses that set it up with an indicative. It was one of those types of conditionals that. I can't remember which type A, type B, or type C. The one that starts with the indicative. Who does? Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't notice that. I'll have to check that here. Yeah, my Westcott Hort has the same form as the UBS, which is just a... Oh, I see. In the interlinear there. Yeah, you may be loving me. They did that, I think. I think they just did that because of the aeon. They picked that up from the aeon and the conditional. In other words, you're getting that information from the aeon with it, not from the actual form.
It's implicit in subjunctive.
Right. Yeah, in English, you almost have to do that because if you've got an if, you're dealing with a conditional. In English, we're normally putting if this might be, and then we automatically do it. Yes. Oh, he didn't. Okay, there should have been one there where he, in your Protestant. Have you got it there? I don't have my Getches with me. So double check that.
Aeon type B with verb in the subjunctive.
Okay. They may not have mentioned the aeon. Which one? They mentioned one of the types that has the indicative in the first clause.
Yeah, so that'd be type. A with the verb and the indicative any tense.
Okay, and they don't mention aeon or anything there? Okay. Well, you may still see it. He's just pointing out that, your condition may... You may not see it there, but you can use it there. Okay.
What would be the subjunctive form?
This is a contract verb. Yeah, you'd probably have an eta there. Most of those will change there. Like a peta with a circumflex. Anybody else? Observation? Question? Okay, verse 16. Jim. Okay.
I will ask the Father and another comforter. He shall give to you in order that with you into the ages shall be.
Okay. Yeah, in order that with you into the age it shall be, it may be. Okay. And that A there is just a third person present active subjunctive form, so that it might be with you into the age. There's a word order difference here. I've got, I don't know, I go into all the details on these various manuscript variations, but Westcott and Hort puts the A before methumon instead of at the end. So it's kind of interesting. All right, any questions here? Kago, I think you remember, is and I. Kai plus ego. And I will ask the Father, request the Father, and he will give you another comforter in order that it may be with you into the age. Or he, depends on whether you think of it as a person.
Okay. I went back and looked up Arapate, and actually that has the exact same form for the present indicative, the present imperative, and the present subjunctive.
Subjunctive has the same form also? Okay. Well, that could set up ambiguity. The parsing guide only gives it as those two, but the contract verbs often will do that because of the, you already had the contraction there, and you had the circumflex there. So they do give it the same form. It's not an ada, but an alpha there, huh? Okay. Well, that sets up several more options. It's not going to make a lot of difference, though, in the way you know, if you translate a subjunctive, then it fits the A on a little bit better, but it's not going to fundamentally change it.
The other question I had is that alone, we hear again and again people say, he gave him another comforter, and then they always say, alone in the same form, or the, whatever, however they express that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
The same kind, that's the other thing.
Right.
I hear that again and again. We're at that verse, I'm just kind of wondering, you know, what is the real impact of that?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they're saying that he means that he's the same essence or something like that.
Oh, I see. A Trinitarian argument meaning this is to be another one of the same essence rather than a different one, it'd be an additional one.
Right.
Okay, of the same kind or something. Well, I think that's reading a lot of theology into one word. It's not a different one, you know, that's about all you can say, but alone by itself, you can reason that it's another exact copy, you know, of one that you had. I think he's saying it's going to be of a similar nature. It's not going to be some different kind of thing that's coming. And I would say the explanation of that's going to come in the next few verses where he says, it's with you, but it shall be in you, and so forth.
The focus is the comforter. And mm-hmm. So it's going to be, it's the emphasis on the comforting.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be comforter. It'll be another comforter.
Right.
It's a comforter after the same fashion.
Yeah. It won't necessarily be another being of the same essence. It's going to be another comforter. The essential thing is the fact that it's a comforter. And different things can be a comforter, you know, so you can't prove anything about the... You could prove that it's a comforter, but you can't prove that it's another spiritual entity that's separate from the Father and so forth. Okay, good. All right. Verse 17, then. Who's next, Jim? Oh, Jim, you were last. Okay, Eric?
The Spirit, all and who? Oh, who can one say, how to say it?
Okay.
Spirit of the truth, which the world is not able to receive, which because
nor it is not beholding it nor known. You are knowing it because beside you it remains, mm-hmm. It is remaining, and in you it will be.
Okay, good. There is a variant on this Estin, of course. I think most of you are familiar with that. Does your version of it, what edition do you have? Mine says Estin in the UBS, and then down below they give, yeah, you got SDI on yours? Okay. Yeah, and I've got Estin with a D rating, and then they, of course, give you SDI as the alternate reading, and they give, so you got P66 and P75 and Aleph for SDI, and then you got B on the other side. So, they changed their minds on this, apparently.
And there's over 500 changes between the second and third edition, so
mm-hmm.
They waffled quite a bit.
Yeah, right. They still left it a D rating. So the difference is, you know, he's remaining with you, but shall be in you or is in you. Of course, we won't get into the discussion of that now, but... All right, good. Any other questions there? Let's see. Even the spirit of truth, which the world is not able to receive. And you've got your auxiliary verb with the infinitive. Yes,
Quinn.
Oh, beholding.
Yeah,
because it is not beholding it. So we're referring to the world. Whole cosmos is characterized as a singular here. The world is not beholding it. Notice the auto also here, beholding it. Referring back to the spirit. Or, excuse me, it's referring back to, spirit of truth.
Well, it must be Estine, because with Estine, it has Lucifer as one of the
habits,
so I think that...
Oh, yeah, that settled it right there. Yeah. If Lucifer said that, it can't be it. Oh, my. Can you imagine somebody... in the early church, a church father named Lucifer. Yeah, really? I had to change my name. Okay, well, you could say that was his name before he fell. Shining one. Any other observations on that passage, verb forms or anything? Okay, verse 18, Glenn.
Or phallus, ergo my prosuma.
Okay.
I know a faith so.
Means to forsake or to leave, you know, to leave in the sense of forsaking.
I do not forsake you.
No, I will not. It's a future. This is from Afiemi. I think that was one of the ones you had in this list coming up.
Orphan, I will not forsake you as orphans.
Yes.
I'm coming toward you.
Right. Yeah, I will not forsake you. And it, you almost have to say as orphans or something. It's an accusative form here.
It's and, a preposition from us. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I will not forsake you orphans. You know, in other words, I will not leave you as orphans or make you as orphans or, you know, leave you bereft in the state of being orphans. And I am coming towards you. Okay, good. And yes.
Is this never mind. I get it.
Okay.
I'm a little confused with the structure of why they put that in the application in the accusative.
Mm-hmm. It's a little peculiar because our verb equivalent doesn't set it up quite like that. But it looks like this verb, faceo, can either take a double accusative or either that or you'd have to analyze the second accusative as kind of an adverbial accusative, you know, as putting something like as or something in there. I will not leave you as orphans.